for the Kutei Halachos. We're continuing in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Mida, Halach Aleph, Paragraph Gimel. We dedicate the learning today on the 16th of Teves, Le'ilui Nishmas, Isur, Reb Eliyahu, whose Yortzeit is today. And for a complete Refuah Shelema for all those that need it, B'Storich Shah Chol Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal is basing this Halacha again on Torah Lamed in Likutei Maran. So we spoke in the previous year, we spoke about the Shiva Nikiyim, that a woman has to wait once she stops seeing a flow of blood. V'achakach toiveles b'mikveh mayim. And then in the evening following that, she toivels in a mikveh, v'hamikveh hi bebechinas alma d'asi. We know that mikveh is associated with Olam Haba, the future world. Shehi bechinas bina, which is associated with the sphere of Bina, ki ba'alma da'asi k'siv, ki simolei ha'oretz de'es Hashem kamayim layam echasem. Because when the Torah speaks about Olam Haba, it says that the world will then be filled with knowledge of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor, like a mikveh. So mikveh represents that high-level das, that Bina. Shehi b'chinas mikveh. We know that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, is ben arboim lebina, and the shear of water in a mikveh is 40 sol. Ukemoi shemavur le'el, and Rav Nosson Zal says, as I explained previously, in Hilchas Malicha Haloch Aleph, and in Hilchas Tvilas Kelem Haloch Aleph, Hainu, shalidei hashiv anekiyin, shehen b'chinas hizgalos hachesed, shekol mi shiva yoimin, by the woman going through this seven-day waiting period of purity, which represents the concept of the revelation of chesed. We learned in the previous year, chesed is that sphere that goes with all 7 days. Through this, the woman who represents the Shekhinah, the Malchus of Kedusha, gets detached from the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. Vazai nechneses b'mikveh. Then she goes into the mikveh, shehi b'chinas bina, liba. The mikveh is associated with the sphere of Bina. We mentioned that the word mikveh is Bigematria 151, which is one of the miluyim of Hashem's name Ekia, which is Bina Liba, which is the heart. Shayidezeh oila el oir haponim. And through this, she rises up to the oir haponim. Kimuva b'maymer hanal, as Rabbein Zal explains over there in paragraph Hey, Shayidei b'chinas Bina Liba, that through the Yomim Toivim, there in Likutei Maran, Rabbein Zal speaks about the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, that they represent Bina. We mentioned the previous year, Eile Moyadei Hashem, Rosh Hashanah is Imi, the mother, which is Bina. Rabbein Zal says, through the Moyadim, we're zecher to go up to Oir Haponim. Rabbein Zal is showing us here that the woman, by going into the mikveh has the same power as those holidays, as Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. The mikveh is Bina. And through that, the mikveh is the heart, like the Yomim Tovim are the heart of the year, like Rabbein Zal said there. And through that, she is zochet to rise up. She who represents the Malchus is zochet to rise up to the Oyer Haponim. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Lamed. V'chein Isa, and it's brought also in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shalidei HaMikveh, zochen lo'Oyer Haponim. That when a Jew toivels in the mikveh, that's how we're zochet to this incredible light, the light of the Oyer Haponim of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. We know that that chapter in the Kutumar on Torah Lamed is speaking about the tikkun of the Malchus. V'chein tikkunei HaMalchus Hanal merumas b'mikveh atzma. And in addition, the tikkunim of the Malchus that we mentioned earlier in the beginning of this halacha are also hinted to in the actual mikveh. Because we know chesed in Sifrei Kabbalah is usually referred to as the waters of chasodim, the meimei hachasodim. So the water, the mikveh water, represents these chasodim she'al yodom nikzeres min hasitra achra kanal. And Rabbein Zal said there on Likutei Maran, that's the kitzru lefi chesed, that what we need to disconnect the Malchus of Kedusha from the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, we need chesed. So the waters are a display of these chasodim. V'hamayim tzrichin lihiyos al ha'oretz daika. And the halach is that the mikveh waters must be on the ground. It can't be in a keli. Ki ha'oretz hi bechinas raglen. Because the term oretz, which refers to the ground, also is associated with the feet, with the legs. Kamasha kosuv, v'ha'oretz hadoim ragloi. Hashem says, the oretz is my footstool. Shehi bechinas toichacha kanal, which we saw earlier in the beginning, Rav Nosson Zalman made reference to the fact that the feet are associated with toichacha. Because Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 22 in Likut Imran speaks about the chosim of the hands and the chosim of the feet. And he says the chosim of the feet refers to those Talmid Chachamim who travel, who walk all around giving toichacha. These magidim who used to travel from place to place being Mechiach Klal Yisrael, or the Nevi'im throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. That avoida of toichacha is referred to as the raglan. Sheshom mizgale hachesed. And in the toichacha is revealed the chesed. Es asher yehav Hashem yechiyah. We explained this in the previous year. Sheheim meimei hamikvah, which are what the waters of the mikvah represent. Utzricho shetihye miskase umisalemes besorich hamikvah. And the requirement is, when the woman toivels in the mikveh, that she should be covered completely and hidden in the waters, in the mikveh waters. Bebechinas almedosi, like the concept of oilam haba, sheshom miskasim vinisalmim kol hadvorim. In oilam haba, everything is hidden and covered. Bechinas, as the pasuk in the Navi says, in describing oilam haba, Ayin loyroaso elokim zulosecho yase lamechakaloi. That pasuk is speaking about the incredible reward that Hashem is going to give tzaddikim in the future. So it defines it as something that no eye has ever seen. Meaning, it's covered, it's hidden, something that's hidden. That's how olam haba is defined. Ukemuvo leil b'halacha sanal, as we discussed in previous halachas here. And again, by the woman going through this whole procedure, the shivanikiyim and the mikvah, through this we're zoicha to get to the oyer haponim, al yidei bechinas bina, shehu bechinas mikvah kanal, ki hamikvah hu bechinas chesed elyon vedas elyon. Because mikvah represents an incredible high level of chesed. We're not talking about standard chesed here. We're talking about the chesed of chochma binada, of that level, incredible high level. We're talking about das godol, an incredible high level of das. Kimuva b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Torah Nun Vav, where he speaks about mikveh nun, the mikveh of the Shar HaChamishim, the mikveh of the night of Shavuos. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that mikveh bichlal is a concept of a very high level das. Mikveh nun is Rosh Hateves mon, and mon represents again this very high level. V'hadas hu oyer haponim, and das sechel is another term for the light of Hashem's face. K'mayshukosuv chochma sodom toyer ponov, the knowledge of a person lights up their face. Now note, Rav Nosson Zal is using the words chochma bina das interchangeably here. He's not getting technical here. And again, in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus especially, many times that's normal. It's very normal. He's referring to a high level of seichel, which sometimes is referred to as chachma, sometimes bina, sometimes das, sometimes keser. Question: how could it be that the waters of the mikveh represent chesed and mikveh itself is bina? Make up your mind. The answer is, this is a very, very important yesod in Kabbalah and in Chassidus. Depending on the context that we're referring to, in this context, bina, we're not referring to the din aspect of bina. We're referring to the fact that because bina is so high a level of kedusha, because it's above chesed on the ladder, it's a higher level of chesed than chesed. The fact that it appears on the left side means that in certain instances, depending on what we're referring to, bina is the source of gevuros. But on a realistic level, because it's a higher level, the Zohar Kodesh explains, as you go up the ladder, you're going to higher and higher levels of das and chesed. So bina is a higher level chesed than chesed is, even though chesed is on the right side and bina is on the left side. And Rav Nosson Zal is showing us from sources in the Torah that bina is associated, that mikveh is associated with bina, and at the same time, mikveh is an inyan of chasodim gedolim. It's not a contradiction at all.
So nothing was mentioned that each sphere includes all the other spheres.
Exactly. Also true. The fact that each and every sphere has all the other spheres in it. It's just what's most dominant in that sphere. That's sometimes what we refer to as the name of that sphere. Paragraph Dalit, V'alkein, Shir HaMikveh Arboim So. The minimal amount of water that you have to have in a mikveh is 40 so. 40 Zebchinas Bina, Kamay Shomru, as it says in Turkey of Ois, Ben Arboim Labina. V'alkein, Shir Midoso Amo Al Amo Berum Sholosh Amois. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch tells us that therefore the size of a mikveh is generally, the minimal size of a mikveh is the length of an amma, the width of an amma, and the height of three amois. A cube of that size can contain 40 so. V'oz daiko yesh bo koyach lahalois hanido mitum letara. And then when it's that size, a woman toiveling in that in those waters, it'll take her out of tumah, out of impurity, into purity. Ki ikar tikuna va'aliyoso alidei b'chinas raglin kanal. Because as we explained previously, the main tikun of the malchus, of the woman in this case, is through the raglin. The raglin were the toichochol, the choysim horaglin, we said, is the toichochol. Sheze b'chinas toichochol kanal. Shemishom ikar binyono. And this term of amo al amo but sholosh amois corresponds to the three legs, the right leg and the left leg and the bris kodesh. Sometimes it's referred to as the sholosh regalim. Just like in a sukkah, sukkah is bina, we know. How do we know that sukkah is bina? Bina is imo de mesacheches al benoho. Bina is the mother which hovers over her children. Bina represents like an umbrella that covers over Zeranpin and Malchus, that covers over the Ben and Bas, the lower spheres, the spheres below it. So the term that's used is imo de mesacheches, sukkah. The minimum size of a sukkah is three walls. Three walls. It's actually two walls, and the third wall can be small. Corresponding, Rav Nosson Zal shows in Tzolos, corresponding to this concept of the 3 feet, the two legs and the bris kodesh. So mikveh and sukkah have this same concept. V'zeh b'chinas sholosh regolim. And this is also the concept of the three holidays. She'oz aliyoso el or haponim. That's a major special time when the malchus is able to rise up to the or haponim. And this is why the holidays are called regolim. Ki ikar aliyosa alidei b'chinas haraglim kanal. Because the main aliyah of the malchus is through the raglim, through the netzach choyd yesoid, as we mentioned in the previous year. The first letters of netzach choyd yesoid are bigematria aleph dalet nun yud, which is the malchus. And they are the ones who lift up the malchus. V'zeh b'chinas sholosh regolim. And this is the concept of three holidays. Ki klolius horaglin heim b'chinas sholosh. Because when we speak of the total raglin, it's three. B'chinas netzach, hoid, and yesoid. Dahainu, and what this teaches us is, al yedei masha oilin lo regel, b'halichas ragleim, by the Jews going up to the Beis HaMikdash with their feet. Sholosh regolim. Azay alidei halichas haraglin biatzma, by using the feet, by walking to the Beis HaMikdash, by walking to shul, oila lebechinas haraglin, that elevates the malchus to the level of the raglin, to the level of netzachoy yisoy. Sheze bechinas toichocha, and this is all tied into toichocha, which we said was associated with the choysam haraglin. Kal yidei aliyo laregel. Because by this mitzvah of Jews from all over, on Yontif, coming to Yerushalayim and coming to the Beis HaMikdash, this brought about an incredible love for Hashem and tshuva and people wanting to come close to Hashem. Ki hayum ha'oyerin ze lo ze derech achilosam. Because as the Jews were walking to the Beis HaMikdash, they would inspire each other about serving Hashem. What did they talk about? They didn't talk about the weather. They spoke about, look where we're going. We're going to see Hashem. Kemo shematzino be'elkanah. As we find by Elkanah, the husband of Chana and Pnina, shekosav etzlo, the pasuk says about him, v'olo ho'ish hahu me'iroi miyomim yomima, that this man would go up to the Beis HaMikdash from his city at all the appointed times. Vam Rabbi Seinuzal, and it says in Tonet Ve'elio, b'derech shoyo oyla b'shon azu, lo yoyo oyla b'shon acheres. What does it mean, miyomim yomima? Every time he would take a different path in order to connect with the Yidden over there, in order to speak to them and inspire them to come with him to the Beis HaMikdash. Kedei lo'oyrer ho'ilam, in order to inspire the people, u'lo'ichicham la'ois regel, and to reprimand them that they should also join him and come to the Beis HaMikdash. Va'idei zeh sho'yuhoilchen la'ois regel, she'zeh b'chines to'ichocha kanal, and as we learned earlier, through the aliyah leregel, through the aliyah of the raglin, the malchus, the feet, this toichocha, this brings about a revelation of chesed. Look how Rav Nosson Zal shows this now in a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. This pasuk praises the Jewish people for all the mitzvahs that we do with our feet, walking to the Beis HaMikdash, walking to shul. Mayofu pe'omayich bana'olim. How beautiful are the footsteps that you take with your shoes. Bas nodiv, daughter of the generous one. Shapirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh writes over there in Shir HaShirim, al aliyosam leregel baraglehem, that this pasuk Hashem is praising the Jewish people and showing how much He loves us about because we come to see Him on the holidays with our feet. Vizehu bas nodiv. Why doesn't it say bas Yisroel? What's bas nodiv? Shaydezeh mizgale hachesed. This shows us that through this act of aliyah leregel, this brings about a revelation of chesed, shehu bechinas Avraham, which is represented by Avram Avinu, shenikro nodiv, who is called nodiv, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, daf mem tes. The Gemara says they are based on the pasuk Nedive Amim Ne'esofu Am Elokei Avraham. The good-hearted ones of all the nations were gathered into Klal Yisrael. They came and converted. They came and joined Klal Yisrael. Am Elokei Avraham, the nation of the Hashem of Avram Avinu, who was the first and foremost in being Mekarev Gerin, Avram Avinu. So we see that Bas Notiv refers to Avram Avinu, the Isha Chesed. This pasuk is showing us that through this Aliyah, the Raglin, through this Aliyah Leregel, through elevating the Malchus, through the Raglin, the Toichocha, this brings about a revelation of Chesed. The Bechinas Bas and Rabbeinu Zal over there in Torah Lamed refers to Avram Avinu. He says there, Bas Hoysoloi LaAvram Avinu, that Avram Avinu had a daughter, Ubakoil Shmo. Her name was Bakoil. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that Avram Avinu in this context represents that Chochmatato, which is Bakoil, the Malchus, which is Koil of everything. Kamesh Kosu Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there in chapter 30 in paragraph Gimel. Vaidezeh Hayu oilen lirois es pnei Hashem. And by the Jews walking to the Beis HaMikdash, they were climbing up to see the pnei Hashem. As it says in the pasuk there, Shalosh pomim bashana yeiroa kol zchurcho es pnei Hashem alekecha. Shezeo bechinas aliyoso el oir haponim. This is what Rabbeinu Zal is explaining there in the Kutimran about the aliyah of the Malchus going all the way up to the oir haponim. Remember, the Jewish people are the Malchus of Hashem. Yisroel Mamsholoisov. We are the Memshola, the king. Vatem Tiuli Mamleches Koenim. We are the kingdom of Hashem. The Jews going up is the Malchus going up.
That's interesting. Yesterday in the Chavarashir, the Rabbeinu Zal was Netzach, he's a Zeris.
Exactly. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas shir hamikvah amo al amo berum sholei shamois." Now he goes into more detail in explaining that the size of a mikveh is a cube whose length is an amo, width is an amo, and 3 amo is tall. That's the minimum size of a mikveh. "V'zeh bechinas sholei shregolim." This corresponds to the 3 holidays shemishom ikar hascholas aliyos kanal, which is what when we really start off the elevation of a malchus. "V'zeh bechinas amo al amo," an amo by an amo. "Zeh bechinas tzadik yisoid olam." This is the symbol of the tzadik, who is called the foundation of the world. "Shehu kol mikol hatlas raglim." He is a composite of all 3, of Netzach Yesoid is a composite of Netzach Hoid Yesoid, because Netzach and Hoid feed into Yesoid. "V'hu nikra b'shem Amo," and we know that Tzadik is referred to by the term Amo, k'mo yishomer Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 63 in the Likudim Ran. The Gemara says, "Amo bas shisha tfochim," that what is the size of an Amo? 6 tfochim. A tefach is a fist. A tefach is between 3 and 4 inches. 6 tfachim is an amah. And again, we know 6 is yesoid, the midah of yesoid. Yosef is bigematria 6 times yudke vavke. So the tzaddik is called this amah, this yesoid. Shehu b'chinas amah bashisha tfachim. Ayin sham, look over there in Torah Samach Gimel. V'ikr tikuno al yodoi. And the main tikkun of the malchus is through the tzaddik. K'may shekosuv, yehelmeini tzaddik chesed v'yoychicheini. The tzaddik will bestow upon me chesed, and he will rebuke me. So the tzaddik is the one. Ki ikar hatoychocha, shehu b'chinas raglin, she'al yodoi nistakenes, hu al yidei b'chinas hatzaddik, shehu kolu mikol hasholish regolim. The main tikkun of the malchus, the main toichocha, which is through the raglin, which brings about the tikkun of the malchus, is through the tzaddik, who is a composite of all 3 raglin. Gam, and in addition, berum sholei shamois, the fact that it tells us that a mikveh has to be 3 amos tall, merames al sholeish aliyos shetzricha la'alos. This alludes to the 3 floors that the malchus has to climb up. Ki tchilas tikuno al yidei toichocha shu b'chinas raglin. The beginning of the tikkun of the malchus is through toichocha, which we said is the legs. V'zeh b'chinas she'oilo el netzach hoy yisoid. This is what the Sifrei Kabbalah explain and teach us, that the malchus is a moving target. The malchus has the ability to climb. The first aliyah of the malchus is where the malchus goes up and becomes parallel to Netzach Hoyd Yisoid. V'shom nizgala hachesed. And we said when you have that toichacha, that's when the chesed is revealed, which means the floor above it, chesed gvura tiferes, are shining into that. V'zeh b'chinas she'oyle el chesed gvura tiferes. That's the second elevation that the malchus goes up. It goes up another level to become parallel to Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Vayidezeh oyle el oyer haponim. And through that Chesed, when there's this revelation of Chesed, then the Malchus goes up and receives from the oyer haponim. Vezeh bechinas she'oyle el chochmo bino das. This is where the Malchus goes all the way up and becomes parallel to chochmo bino das, shehu oyer haponim, which is called the oyer haponim. It's interesting, a person would say, all of this is on the moon. What does this have to do with me? Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos in another place shows from the Arizal that we perform this, we accomplish this every Friday night. We know that Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos mincha correspond to the female, the male, and the union between them both. Friday night, those that daven Yosef Sfarad, we say, V'yonuchu vo. Kol Yisrael, Va is her, the female. Shabbos morning we say V'yanuchu Voi. Shabbos at Mincha we say V'yanuchu Vam. So Friday night represents the Shekhinah, the Malchus. The Arizal says that when we make Kiddush on Friday night, Wine is also malchus. The pasuk says in Megillas Esther, "V'yein malchus rov kiyad amelech." And the word yayin is bigematria 70. 70 is the malchus, which is the seventh sphera, which is koilel all seven, all those above it. So the Arizal says that we're supposed to pick up the cup of wine with both hands and pick it up. At first, we're lifting it up from the table. So it's going, it's passing above the legs. It's passing above that aliyah, and we're holding it in our hands. The hands are chesed gevura, and we're holding it parallel to the torso of the body, which is tiferes. And then the Gemara says, noisein eina of bayayin. You're supposed to look into the wine. That's how we're shining this oyer haponin, this chochma binadas, into the malchus. Knows that the Malchus is experiencing these three elevations on Friday night in the process of Kiddush. And again, Kiddush, according to Nusach Sfat, is 70 words, exactly 70 words. And the Ayin is 70. All of these things were involved in elevating the Shechina, elevating the Malchus of Hashem, taking it out of the domain. During the weekdays, the Sitra Achra has power. On Shabbos, the Sitra Achra is gone. So then, now we're going through this process of taking the Malchus and elevating it higher and higher and higher to its shleimus. Any questions? So can it be said that a woman toivling in a mikveh is conceptually the same thing as Yidden coming to the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, coming to the Beis HaMikdash on holidays, on the Yomim Toivim. Because again, the Yomim Toivim are Bina, the Beis HaMikdash is the site of the Oyer Haponim, and that same tikkun is being done when a woman goes through this procedure of the Shiva Nekiyim and the mikveh, all of this. Question? We find in the writings of the Arizal that the Malchus has its third elevation when we daven Musaf on Shabbos, not Friday night. The answer is, again, everything is relative. A final Aliyah possibly takes place at Musaf. But during Kiddush, there are these three elevations, definitely. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, the Elkanah. And this Tzaddik Elkanah, who was the husband of Chana and Pnina, who we just showed that he was one of the Jews that fulfilled this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel solid, really well. And he would rebuke the Yidden and encourage them to join him, to be Oyel L'Regel. That's why he was privileged that from him came a son, Shmuel Anavi, who was involved in really elevating the Malchus. Ki Shmuel hischil lalois ha-Malchus. Shmuel is the one who really began elevating the Malchus. Ki hu zocho limshoyach malochim harishonim shel Yisrael. He was the one who was privileged to anoint the first two official kings of Klal Yisrael, dahainu Shaul v'David. V'al kein Malchus Shaul hayotolui b'mechias ha-Molek. Now we'll understand another thing. Rabbein Azal shows there in the Likutei Moran that one of the major factors of the Tikkun HaMalchus is cutting away the Malchus from the four Malchios of the Sitra Achra, of which Amalek is a composite of all of them. He's all of them put together. Reishis Goyim Amalek. That's why the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech was dependent on his success in wiping out Amalek. He was the first official king of Klal Yisrael. Umimenu hischilo aliyas hamalchus el hakedusha. And from that point on is when the malchus started being elevated into the kedusha. Alkein huchrach limchay zecher amolek. Therefore, it was critical for him to wipe out any trace of amolek. Shehu kolol me'arba malchus anal, who is a composite of all four malchus that is Sitra Achra. And because he wasn't careful to accomplish this, v'hishiras Agag melech Amalek, and he allowed Agag, the king of Amalek, to stay alive, al kein nifsekal malchusoi. That's why his malchus was broken, taken away from him, interrupted. Ki ikar kiyum hamalchus al yidei mechias hamolek. Because the main existence of the malchus is dependent on wiping out Amolek. We find in chapter 6 on Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the letter Aleph and the three parts of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph and the middle part of the Aleph and the upper part of the Aleph, and he says they correspond to the three mitzvahs that the Jews were told they have to accomplish upon entering Eretz Yisrael. The bottom part of the Aleph was Mechias Amolek. The top part of the Aleph was building the Beis HaMikdosh. V'zeh Shomar Shmuel, and this is why Shmuel and Avi said, Oisi Sholach Hashem L'meshvachacho L'melech Al Yisrael. Hashem sent me to anoint you as king over the Jewish people. V'ato, and now, Leich V'hikisu Es Amolek. Go and smash Amolek. V'hecharamto Isoi, and wipe him out completely. Kizeh Tolui Bozeh. The anointing of the king is dependent on wiping out Amolek. Me'achar she'nimshachto le'melech al Yisrael, al kein ato tzorech limchoi zecher Amolek. Because you were anointed as the king, you have this mission of wiping out Amolek. V'al kein nitzavo shol betchilas malchusoi, shivas yomim toichil ad boye lecho. And that's why after Shmuel Hanavi visited Shaul HaMelech, and told him what was going to take place, he said, okay, now I'm leaving. Now you'll wait 7 days until I come back. Because Shaul HaMelech was the first official king, and this was the beginning of the elevation of the Malchus, that's why he had to wait these 7 days. Bebechina Shiva Nekiyin. Umachma Shaloy Nizhar Bozeh, and because he wasn't careful about this, Al Kain Me'oz Hischilo Malchusoy Liposek. That's when already there was a crack in the Malchus. Vezeh Shediktuk Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why Rashi HaKodesh points out over there in Shmuel HaNavi, Va'omru Shenifsika Malchusoy Al She'ovar Al Divrei Novi. His malchus was broken because he went against the words of the Navi. Why does it have to say that? Why does it say, Al divrei Navi daiko? Ki hamelech muzor beyoyser lekaim divrei Navi. The king is the one whom the Torah warns he has to be extremely careful to follow the instructions of the Navi. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinus al v'parshas hamelech, as it says in Chumash Dvorim, shemuzor shelo yavar afilu amitzvas hanavi. He's commanded to be careful not to go against any instruction of the Navi, ki ikar kiyum hamalchus toli banaviyim, because the main existence of the malchus is dependent on the prophets, shehein bechinas raglin, who are represented by the feet, shemishom binyan hamalchus. Where do we see this? In the Beis HaMikdosh. We know that, we've mentioned this in the past, that these three levels of spheroids, the lower spheroids, Netzach Yisoid, are referred to as Raglin, and they are referred to as children, Bonim. The next level, Chesed Gvura Teferes, are referred to as Avos, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, the Avos. Above that, Chochma Bin Adas is referred to as grandparents, Sovin, and Keser is referred to as Sovin the Sovin, great-grandparents. Now we know in the Beis HaMikdash, where did Moshe Rabbeinu get his Nevuah from? Mibein Shnei HaKruvin. The Nevuah came from between the two Kruvin. What were the Kruvin? Baby faces, children's faces. Keravya, the Gemara says, Kruv means Keravya, like a child. The faces of children. To show that Nevuah comes from the Sphirois of Netzach and Hoi. That's where Nevuah comes from. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here that again, that's why the Malchus, which is dependent most on Netzach Hoid, Yesoid is a Klolius of Netzach Hoid, he has to be careful to take his instructions from the Navi, that his guidance, his Shefa, his light comes from the Navi. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this also in chapter 3 in Likut Imran, where he speaks about Negina, the power of song, and he shows that that's where song comes from. And Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection there between a chazan is a singer, and a Navi, Chazoin Yeshayahu, The word chazan is bigematria 65, aleph, dalet, nun, yud.
So we should see my dad,
exactly, tziporim. It's both. They were bird-like images, but the faces were faces of children, small children. Paragraph of V'alkein tzricho hakala lispor shivanikim afal pishaloi rasa. And this will explain why when a girl is going to her wedding, even though she has not seen any blood necessarily, to prepare herself for the wedding, she's supposed to wait, count 7 days, check herself for 7 days to make sure she does not see any blood during that period. Even though she hasn't seen any indication. Because now she's about to get married, and this is going to be a beginning of her elevation, of the elevation of the Malchus. Ki koidem sheniseis ein lo shleimus. Because a girl, before she gets married, she does not have shleimus. Va'oz yesh lahem yenika mimena. And at that point in time, the klipos are able to draw from her. Kimuva b'maimar gzela, as Rabbi Nizal expounds on this in chapter 69 in Likud Imran. Al inyan kiddushin, when he talks about the process of a girl getting married, that it begins with kiddushin. Ayin sham, take a look there. V'alkein, and therefore, koidim hanisuin, before consummating the marriage, she'oz maschil tikuna va'aliyosa, which is when the tikun and the aliyah is starting, tzricho limnois shivanekiyim, she must count shivanekiyim, kimoi hanida, just like a married woman who actually became tamei and has to go through these shivanekiyim. Va'oz mikabeles sheva brochois, now this kala, this bride, after she's counted Shivanakiyim, she goes to the wedding and she receives these 7 brachos, v'nichneses l'chupa, and she enters into the chupa. Ki hasheva brachos hein bechinas chesed, shekol misheva. The sheva brachos represent this mid of chesed, which is a composite of all 7 spheres, as we learned earlier. V'al yodom nikzeres mehem. And through these sheva brachas, she gets cut away from the sitra achra, va'oila el oyer haponim, and rises up to the oyer haponim, alidei ha'chupa, by going under the chupa, shehi bechines bina, almedasi. A chupa is like a sukkah. The chupa is like a sukkah, which is bina, oilam haba. Kamay shamra, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that la'osid, called tzaddik v'tzaddik nichve mechuposoi shel chaveroi. So the Gemara calls la'osid lavoi olam haba. It calls it chuppa, a chuppa, this sukkah, this bina. Ukimufa b'divrei Rabbeinu neiroyor b'mayim rabba loischa. And as Rabbeinu Zal expounds in chapter 21 in Likud Imran, there he talks about the sheva brachos, and he talks about a chuppa. He also talks about shiva yemei avelus there. Shalidei ha'chuppa mekabeles oyer haponim b'shivas yimei ha'mishta. Rabbi Nizal shows there that through the chuppa, the kala is zoicha to receive this oyer haponim throughout the 7 days of celebration afterwards. Ayin sham, take a look over there in Torah Chaf Aruf. V'zeh sham Rabbi Senezal, and this is also why the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Kala, kala b'loi bracha asura kenida, a bride who has not gone through the sheva brachos is forbidden to her husband like a nida. Ki kol zman she'eina mekabelas ha-sheva brachos, eina nikzeres v'nivdeles mem kanal. Because until she has received these sheva brachos, she's still connected, she's still attached. The klipos are still able to draw from her. V'alkein hi bibichinas nida. And therefore she's forbidden to her husband like a nida is forbidden. And this will explain also why when our rabbis discuss a stain, a blood stain, a stain of nida, they discuss the size of a barley corn. Sa'ira is a barley corn, and sa'arois is hairs. How many hairs? Dahainu shloishim v'sheish sa'arois. 36 hairs, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the minimum size of a stain that's considered a kesem. Ki hamalchus hu bebechinas saros, kamo shekosel sham. Because as Rabbi Nassal explains over there in the beginning of chapter 30 in the Kudimran, that the malchus is represented by hairs. Hairs are these thin wires, these tzimtzumim, just like the malchus is tzimtzum, chokhmatato, as Rabbi Nassal explains over there. V'hashir hu sholosh al sholosh adashos. And the size is 3 by 3 lentils. V'cholachas arba saros. And each lentil is 4 hairs. Ayin b'Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in Yeridea, chapter 190, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Ki ha-malchus klula mi-sholosh al-sholosh. Because the malchus is a composite of 3 by 3, 3 times 3, which is the 9 spheros above it. Shehin teisha spheros. Ki hi asirus. Because the malchus is number 10, Uklula mikulam, it's the composite of all 10. Vehi bechinas dalid. The malchus is represented by the letter dalid. Sheklula me arba oilomos. Because the malchus is also a composite of all 4 worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Kamei shekosov sham, as Rabbi Nassal writes over there in Torah Lamed. Ubechol oilam klula miteisha kanal. And in each one of these 4 worlds, the malchus is a composite of the 9 above it. It's like a cup that's holding 9, like the kaira on the night of Pesach. We've spoken about this many times. That has 9 items in it. V'alkein heim shloshim v'sheish saros. That's how we get to this number 36. 9 times 4. Ki ezeh lo'um azeh oso ha'likim. Because the Kedusha and the Sitra Achra are always parallel. Just like in the Sitra Achra, there are these 4 Malchias of the Sitra Achra. Corresponding to that in Kedusha, we have these Dalet Oilomos, these 4 worlds. The Malchus of the 4 worlds that's countering them. Ustam Veset Shloishim Yoim. And when the Gemara speaks about the cycle of a woman, the cycle of the process of Nida, of when she becomes impure and she becomes pure, the Gemara refers to 30 days. Dahainu b'kol chodesh, every month. Why? Kihi b'bechinas levana, because the woman represents the moon. Shehi b'chinas hamalchus, shemismaetis b'kol chodesh. That's the sphere of the malchus, which reaches a certain high during the first 15 days of the month. And then from 16 on, it gets smaller and smaller. V'alkein osur lechadesh halavana koydim shiavru alav shiva yamin. And this is why, al pi Kabbalah, you're not allowed to be mechadesh to levana. You have to wait 7 days from the moilad to do kiddush levana. Bibchinas shiva nikiyim, corresponding to these 7 days of purification that a woman waits. As is brought in Shulchan Aruch over there when it speaks about Kiddush Levana. Ki miut hayoreach hu bechina shlitasam. Because the moon becoming smaller and smaller during that second half of the month shows that the klipos are drawing, have the ability to draw from it. Ki ikar koichom al yidei miut upegam hayoreach kayadua. Because the Zohar Kodesh explains that what gives the klipos, the Sitra Achra power, is the shrinking of the moon. And now when the new moon is born and it starts filling out again, Zebechinas Taharosa, that represents the purification of the woman, the purification of the Malchus. Kamuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shehi Mischadeshes Umitaheres Ke'ishulabala, that the moon is becoming renewed and purified like a woman becoming pure for her husband. V'alkein Tzrichin Lahamtin Shiva. And that's why we have to wait 7 days, bebechinas shiva nikiyim. Just like a woman has to wait 7 days before she can go to the mikvah, before she can be reunited with her husband. Now note, according to Kabbalah, this is critical to wait 7 days. And in Eretz Yisrael, the custom in Breslov usually is to wait 7 days, usually. In Chutz Laretz, where the weather conditions are usually more, less predictable, And therefore, sometimes it's possible for it to be cloudy and raining for many days. There, sometimes we're not makpid to wait the 7 days, but rather the minimum that you have to wait is 3 days. 3 days, 72 hours from the moilet, from when the moilet begins. And in Eretz Yisrael also, during the winter time, sometimes, where if it's really rainy season, sometimes a person will not wait the first 7 because they're afraid they'll end up missing out on the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Also, it's brought that it's preferred to do Kiddush Levana on Moitzoi Shabbos, because we're still wearing our Shabbos clothing, and because on Moitzoi Shabbos, we completed Shabbos the 7th day of the week. The Malchus is Bishleimus, Shabbos Malchuso. We're going from there into Kiddush Levana, usually. Again, there could be exceptions, weather conditions, things like that. It's brought that if a person is traveling, it's very good to try to be makbid to make sure to do Kiddush Levana before traveling, because Kiddush Levana is a major shmirah, it's a major protection. Note, the Sefer Yetzirah begins with the words Lamed Beis Nesivus HaChachma. There are 32 paths of Chachma. We know that the Torah begins with the letter Beis and ends with the letter Lamed. It's brought that the first letters of Lamed Beis Nesivus HaChachma spell the word Levana. Why? Because again, the Levana is the Malchus. It has nothing of its own. It receives from the Oyer Haponim. It receives from Chachma Sodom Toyer Pono. It receives from these 32 paths of Chachma. And the Torah, these Lamed Beis Nesivus HaChachma, which are the Torah, is also the Malchus of Hashem. There's a pasuk, Bi Melochim Yimloichu. Through me, kings will rule. Our Malchus, the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, is dependent on the Torah. To the degree that we're committed to the Torah, to the degree that we observe the Torah, we are Melochim. Baruch Hashem. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and week. Ashreinu, another inch. We're getting closer. Baruch Hashem.